listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, and talk to you about how to be a doer of the word. There's our two verses for today. James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. James begins this thought with this phrase: if anyone among you thinks he is religious. Real religion is not shown by simply hearing the word of God, but by doing it. One way to do God's word is to control the tongue. And that's why Jesus continues on with this thought through the Apostle James, saying, if anyone thinks he is religious. The New Testament never uses this ancient Greek word for religious in a positive sense. You can see references to it in Acts chapter 17, Acts chapter 25, Acts chapter 26, and then also in Colossians chapter 2. Here, James used it of someone who is religious, but not right with God. And it's evident that they're not right with God because he does not bridle his tongue. Therefore, that one's religion is useless, as James says. Your walk with God is useless if it does not translate into the way you live and how you treat others. Many people are deceived in their own heart regarding the reality of their walk with God. James here seemed to echo the ideas and the words of Jesus, especially in passages such as Matthew chapter 23. There, Jesus rebuked the hypocritical religious men of his day who gave a lot of attention to the ceremonial aspects of the law, but they gave little attention to the more essential elements of the law. Now, it wasn't as if Jesus saw no value in the public display of religion. He spoke of the assembly of believers in James chapter 2, verse 2. And James understood the need for leaders and elders in the church in James chapter 5, verse 14. So James was not against displays of religion and religious leaders. He was just against hollow, empty religion. That's why he says here, pure and undefiled religion before God, telling us that there is a great deal of pure and undefiled religion in the sight of man that is not pure and undefiled religion before God. And what is it? Well, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. A real walk with God shows itself in simple, practical ways. It helps the needy and keeps itself unstained by the world's corruption. See, James thought that real religion was shown in charity and purity. The charity is the kind that cares enough to visit the needy. The purity is of the sort that recognizes that there should be some separation from life as the culture commonly lives it. That is in the idea of the phrase unspotted from the world. A Christian should not retreat from the world. They should interact with orphans and widows in their trouble and others who are in need. No, the Christian is in the world, but they are not of it, and they should remain unspotted from the world. In these two ways, James expresses a life that does God's word. Now, of course, being a doer of the word is broader than just those two areas of charity and purity. But those two areas, charity and purity, still challenge our lives today. Today, ask God to give you the wisdom and the strength to be more than a hearer of the word, but to be a doer of the word, and to show it in your charity and in your purity.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.